When was the last time you refreshed your bedding? Sleep cooler with Avocado's naturally breathable, certified organic sheets. Choose from GOTS-certified organic cotton, linen, or hemp, all made-safe certified to the highest standards of non-toxic safety, delivering the ultimate in luxury, sustainability, and style, and a deeper, more restorative sleep. Join Avocado's mission to be one of the world's most sustainable brands at avocadomattress.com.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. It prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Ready?
Yeah.
What's up and welcome back to the Lightweights Podcast. Today's guest, Lore DIY, host of the Wild Till 9 podcast. She has 250,000 subscribers on YouTube, over 50 million total views, and on Lore's personal channel, a whopping 8 million subscribers, 400 million views. More importantly, she just got engaged in December. I want to know everything.
Wait, I think we're one day off.
Because you posted December 19th, right?
Right. So I think I posted December 19th, but we got engaged December 18th. You posted the 17th. What day did you get engaged?
I waited a week, but we got engaged December 11th.
Okay.
Yeah, 1-2-1-1. That was like the Sunday there. That's so funny that...
A week apart.
Yeah, I remember seeing your picture. I'm like, holy shit,
I know, I know, literally.
So did you know it was coming?
There were some hints that it might be happening, but I wasn't sure. There was nothing in me. Like, I wouldn't have put money on it.
But have you suspected that it was, like, happening other times?
Like, oh, no, other times? No, definitely not. We had been ring shopping in the spring. So, like, we were very openly talking about just, like, being on the same page about things and stuff. But this was disguised as an early Christmas gift because both of our families were coming into town for the very first time to, like, have a joint blended family Christmas. We were like, let's do just, like, something just us before, like, Christmas chaos starts. And so there were, like, Jeremy is very, very, like level-headed, stoic, like, still, like, charismatic and stoic, but, like, he doesn't get jumpy or panicky. He's never felt anxiety a day in his life. And so there were a few moments where he had, like, a little bit of a jumpy response to something when I went to, like, go put something in the trunk. And so I was like, there's the possibility, but I was not sure.
Did you get your nails done that week specifically that it might happen?
Well, so, okay, so prefacing all of this, I was on a girls' trip a couple weeks earlier in Big Bear, and Remy knew that it was happening, but what was the sequence of events? He was like, we're going to go on a trip, and so I start spiraling, being like, oh my god, proposal trip. Remy talks me out of it, but then my nail girl texted me to reschedule our appointment to a few days earlier, so it would happen, the nail appointment would be the day before the trip. So I was like, oh, nail girl's the dead giveaway.
Oh, shit.
None of my friends would let me go and get engaged with busted nails. And so I start spiraling again. Remy talks me out of it. And she was like, no, like, I just, like, don't think that, like, he could pull this all off without the Christmas stuff. And, like, fucking gaslight. And it was so good. And so.
Now, in hindsight, do you realize, like, how she was trying to sell it? Like,
she was so good. In my mind, I'm like, oh, yeah, Remy's a terrible liar. Like, she's just so truthful. She could never lie. And she gaslit the shit out of me to perfection.
My fiance would always send me TikToks. Did you see that one where the girl's like, I can't believe I'm wearing pajamas?
Yes, yes. You let me get it, guys.
So she'd send me that stuff all the time. She's like, I want to have my nails done. I want to make sure I'm wearing a good outfit.
Yes.
So that day, I knew it was happening, obviously. And I'm like, are you sure you want to wear that? She's like, I don't give a crap about anything, let alone what she wears. She's like, why? So that I had to rechange her outfit like twice.
Well, how did you disguise it?
I told her we were going to do a food video in Malibu.
Oh.
So we're going there, and we did it at her uncle's house, and we kind of passed the restaurant, and it was right at sunset. So I said, it was right when I wanted to get Snapchat content.
Of course.
So yes. I said, let's go get some pictures on the beach. That's how I was able to disguise it.
Okay.
To
okay.
throw her off my scent.
Yes.
And I hid the ring in my pants drawer where she puts my clothes away sometimes too.
Okay.
Which I knew was risky.
Uh-huh. That is really risky. Oh my God.
But it was under like pants that I never wear.
Okay.
And I didn't know where else to put it.
Okay.
Right?
I feel like we could have brainstormed a little deeper than the pants drawer.
Yeah.
Like,
in hindsight, like, maybe.
Yeah.
But then I also didn't want to leave it somewhere. Maybe someone goes through it and throws it out. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Where'd Jeremy keep his?
I actually don't. No, somewhere in his office. But he also took a little YOLO moment guessing my ring size. And
that's good.
No, it was wrong. The ring size was wrong. And so a few months earlier, we had been at a YouTube event and a viewer had gifted me like a necklace from a jewelry company, and she threw in a ring sizer as like a gag gift, being like, hope it happens soon. Like, it was literally for the purpose of a gag gift. And so with this like gag gift ring sizer, I was like, oh babe, like I'm a whatever. I forget my ring size, but I was like, so we can get engaged. And he goes to the bathroom and sends a panicked email being like, oh my God, I fucked up. The ring size is wrong. Like, do we have time to make it with the proper size?
He sent it to where it was being made.
Yeah, where it was being made. Yeah. So like the gag.
How off was he?
Oh, a whole size. Like not a half, a whole size off.
Yeah.
And it was too, he would have made it too small. And so, which would have been devastating. Like, no one wants to put a ring on and it doesn't like slide past the knuckle. I would have been devastated.
Was he was guessing?
Yeah. Idiot.
I don't know why we had that ring thing already at the house.
Yeah.
Right. Remember when we did it? I wrote it in my notepad, so I had all the measurements. I have all of her shoe sizes. I have her pants sizes.
As
I
you
have
should.
Everything.
As you should.
Yeah.
As you should.
If you guys
good
think
fiance
you're gonna,
material.
If you think you're going to marry somebody, just get it like months in advance.
Yes.
Throw them off the scent. Okay.
Don't guess.
So how'd he get you to the beach?
So he's like not like a beach. I mean, neither of us are like super beach people, but he was like, oh, we'll do like a cute picnic and I'm going to be in like the best spirits and it'll be very cute Christmas gift. Like, you know, those like picnic companies.
Yeah.
He was like, we'll do one of those as like your Christmas gift and like a little like Malibu staycation. And I was like, oh, so cute. So fun. And so also going into it, I was like, if this isn't a proposal, like I don't want to dampen the spirits of like how fun and cute and like the effort that's going into this. If this is just a beach picnic, like I would never want to present it as just a picnic, because like it's still gonna be beautiful and stunning and gorgeous. And so what he didn't realize though was that the Airbnb that he had rented was like 100 steps up, so it was private access to a beach, because like, you know how like no beach is technically private in California or whatever, it was like kind of just hard to get to. 100 steps down, this poor family who set up like the whole thing, 100 steps up and down, carrying all these roses and like the table and like all the stuff for like the proposal. And so he just like put me off into like a room to go get ready. And he was like, yeah, like, I just want it to be a surprise for you.
So you were at this house having a staycation.
Yes.
And who'd he have set it up?
I forget the name of the company.
Oh, it was a company.
Yeah, it was a company. But they went and set it up. They were like a picnic proposal, roses, flowers company.
Do you know how early they got there before you?
Oh, only like, because we had stayed the day before, so we were already there at the house. And so he had just, like go take a bath and, like, get ready or whatever while they set up. And they set up in, like, a couple hours, I think.
Okay. Because I had her brother and her mom set it up.
Oh.
And our issue was the wind.
Yeah.
Vases wouldn't go into the sand deep enough or something.
Right, because of the height.
Yeah. So that was an issue. So I'm like side texting them like while we're driving down to the beach, and I'm texting them
on the side. Oh my God.
And
stress.
Yeah, it was awful. And then I panicked because I had the ring box, but then I forgot to check that the ring was in it.
Imagine you opened up the box to an empty.
Lord, that was, I don't panic. That was the most stressful thing for me.
Could she tell that you were being weird, do you think?
She knew I was being weird, but I'm also pretty weird in general.
Okay.
So even to throw her off, I was like, I'm going to go take pictures of the beach. Do you want to just stay in the car? And she's like, no, I want to come. I'm like, oh, thank God.
Thank God. Imagine she'd be like, yeah, I'll just stay here and just like watch TikToks.
I'd be like, are you sure you don't want to come out? But I would say stupid stuff like that to really throw her off. And I'd be like, what kind of food do you want from the restaurant? And then I'd make it a bigger deal than it was.
Right.
Like,
right.
We need to know.
So then she didn't know.
She didn't know because she also thought that I was going to propose like weeks in advance anyway.
Oh, got it. So you were past due?
Yeah. I was definitely past due, but it all worked out anyway. So walk me through. You see
the roses. So we're walking down all of these stairs, and there's still like a huge part of me that is like looking at it. And I'm like, oh my God, someone's getting engaged today on the beach. That's
so nice. You think
it's
someone else?
I think it's someone else. Because
so did Caitlin.
How mortifying would that be if you're like, oh my God, we're getting engaged, and it's not for you? Like, I would want to put my head through a wall. That would be mortifying. And so like, there's no world where I would ever assume that that was for me. So I was like, oh my God, like that's so sweet. And then we
What's
finally,
he doing? He's in front of you or behind you?
He is behind me, I think. It's like a single person stairwell, crickety wood situation, very unsafe. And eventually, like, obviously we get down to the stairs and I'm like, it's not a picnic. And I had almost worn my Uggs, so I had a cute little dress on because he was like, yeah, like we'll take cute photos like at the picnic, you know, just for the memes. And I was like, oh, the stairs are like kind of sketchy, maybe I should just like throw my Uggs on to get down the stairs and then I'll take them off once we get to the beach. And thank God he talked me out of it. I can't remember what he said, but I was like, okay, maybe like just if this is a proposal, I don't want to be getting engaged in my Uggs, as much as I do love Uggs and I would love an Ugg sponsorship at my wedding, obviously. But he talked me out of it. We get down, I'm like, it's not a picnic.
Did you have tears?
Oh, yeah.
Immediately.
But then I was like, bitch, I was like, you better suck those back into your face. You don't want ugly cry pictures. I was like, you suck those back in. And I can see a guy like coming out of a bush, like behind us taking photos. There's like a drone in the sky and like someone else like on the side of us taking photos. And so I'm like, you better suck those tears back in, bitch. I was like, you are going to be so mad at yourself if you don't shape up right now.
Oh, wow. That's so funny.
Who did you have taking? Oh, family.
Well, her mom and brother were at her uncle's house. Mm-hmm. And we did it on the sand, which is like
right there,
40-50 feet away.
Okay.
But I hired a photographer of our favorite band, The Maine. His name is Dirk Mai.
Okay.
He was like really special for us because that was the first band we really listened to, and I got her into all that emo music, and she like
that.
She loves it. I brought her to her first emo concert, and she was the only one wearing white, so it was like a big deal. She's like this blonde chick.
That's
like
okay. Yeah.
And so he was there taking the photos, and I explained to her who he was. She started thinking it was the coolest thing. And he was hiding under the house.
Oh, my God.
A different house. And all she hears is like, click, click, click. And she sees the roses and same thing. She goes, is this for me?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, that's so sweet. Do you remember what you said?
No.
You blackout. Yeah.
I had this whole speech in my head.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I said it and neither of us remember what I said.
Yeah, nothing. Completely blacked out.
Yeah.
I was, and so many people warned me. They were like, when it happens, you're like, be so present because you're going to black out and forget everything. So then when it started happening, I was like, don't black out. And so I'm spiraling between trying to like take it all in and be present, but also to try and remember. I remember nothing.
Did he have a speech?
Yeah. But I don't remember any of it.
I remember I promised her I was like going to make sure she was always happy and take care of her, all that stuff. I remember looking her in the eye and she was crying. And I thought that was really cool.
Yeah.
And then her mom and brother came down. I was like, look up there. And then she saw them.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah. What'd you do after?
What do we do after? Oh, actually, so Jeremy had arranged for like all of our closest friends to like just come and have like a little dinner or whatever afterwards at the Malibu house. It was really, really sweet. And so I called, my parents are in Canada, so called them. Everyone knew. Did you tell? Did all of your immediate friends and family know this was happening?
I only told two friends and I told... I don't know if I told my mom and dad. I know her mom knew.
You didn't tell your parents?
I think they knew it was coming.
Okay.
Yeah. Because,
but you weren't like, I'm going to do it this day.
No, because a couple weeks before they were over and Caitlin went to the bathroom and my mom was like, you need to propose to her. I'm like, I know. So like she knew it was coming.
Got it.
It wasn't like out of left field.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So are you planning your wedding now?
Oh my God. Yeah.
When is it?
It's in spring of next year. When's yours?
Next week.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. That's so fast.
Yeah.
Santa. You planned it in like 8 months.
Yeah, she's crazy.
Oh, my God.
Ours is in Santa Barbara.
Wait, where?
You can private house.
Okay. Oh. Yeah, we looked at like maybe doing the private residence route because like it can be really great in some, but sometimes you have to bring a lot of infrastructure. But
yeah, we're bringing a lot of infrastructure.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
Yeah.
But it ends up being the same price as like
Where are you looking?
We are having it at Hummingbird Nest Ranch in Simi Valley.
Wait, do you want me to bleep that out?
No, you can. I'm just like not sharing the date, but oh, okay. I like did a full tour of like our venue tours and stuff. Like,
okay. Did you look at other ones?
We did, but that was the first one that we looked at, and it was, like, so perfect that we canceled the last tour of the place. We went to go see three that day. They were, like, all kind of in that same area, and then canceled a fourth one. But I did, like, extensive amounts of research on, like, where to even go look. So, like, we knocked out a lot just based on, like, Instagrams and stuff like that.
Oh, because we did – we flew up to Napa because we were going to look there.
Fun.
And we did three tours, and none of them stuck out to us. And really? I was so bummed that we didn't get that experience.
Yeah.
Like, this is it. This is so cool.
Oh, I, like, died. But I also was like, oh, shit, this is the first one we've ever looked at. Like, maybe this is just, like, the initial rush of being excited. But it was immediately, once we saw the other ones, it was like, oh, this is the very obvious choice.
Right.
Yeah.
And you guys are going to your food tasting this week?
No, we did it.
Oh, you already did it?
Yeah.
How was it?
It was so good. It was so much fun. Did you guys, oh wait, how many people are you having?
75.
Oh, that's such a great number.
What are you doing?
Around the same thing, like between 70 and 85, I think.
Probably. That's what everyone says.
Everyone says like under 100 is like the magic number.
Because then you can spend time with people, it's people you really want to enjoy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we have a chef doing the food, and we went to the tasting at their house, and they had everything prepared for us. That was sick. And then we have pizza from this Michelin star pizza place. That's cool.
What are you doing for cake?
We went to this one woman, like it's her company, but she lets you design the cake entirely.
Ooh.
So we have three different tiers and they're all different flavors.
What flavors did you land on?
My favorite was the chocolate ganache. Like,
ooh, okay.
That's the one we save.
Okay, that's the top one that you saved this. Yeah, for later on.
And I think we did like a vanilla.
Okay.
And probably another chocolate or Nutella based one.
Ooh.
What'd you do?
That's like my next step.
The cake. We all want to feel our best, but let's be real. Some wellness trends are hard to stick with. Taking shots of apple cider vinegar? No thanks. Swallowing giant vitamins? Not for me. Goalie Nutrition is wellness made easy and delicious with their chewable gummies. From apple cider vinegar for digestion support to ashwagandha for stress relief. Goalie's gummies fit effortlessly into your routine. They're made with high quality ingredients, taste amazing, and are packed with essential B vitamins to help you feel your best every day. Apple cider vinegar has been used for centuries as a traditional remedy for digestion and gut health, now in a convenient gummy form. More than just ACV, from ashwagandha for stress relief, plus they're packed with essential vitamins, organic ingredients, and no artificial nonsense. No mixing, measuring, or mess. Just grab, chew, and conquer your day. Made for every lifestyle with a formula that works for you. Plus, they're made in the USA. Loved worldwide. So head to goalie.com now and get America's number one ashwagandha and apple cider vinegar gummies at an exclusive 42% off. Give them a try, risk-free. Backed by their money-back guarantee. Because wellness should be simple, effective, and delicious. Don't wait. Visit goalie.com today. Are you ready to lose weight? With Effecty, getting access to powerful GLP-1 weight loss medications has never been easier or more affordable. Effecty offers compounded semaglutide, the same active ingredients as the popular name brands, but for up to 80% less. These medications work by regulating appetite and blood sugar, helping you lose weight in a sustainable, science-backed way. Getting started is simple. Fill out a short medical questionnaire, then connect with a licensed provider through a chat-based telehealth consultation. If you're eligible, your prescription gets shipped straight to your door. No hassle, no waiting rooms. With transparent pricing, no hidden fees, and no membership required, Effecty is committed to making proven weight loss treatments accessible to everyone. I do have a few friends who have used GLP-1, and it helps get them on the right path to sustain a healthier lifestyle. It's helped with weight loss and confidence. So if you're ready to level up your weight loss game right now, my listeners can get $50 off of GLP-1 weight loss treatments at Effecty.com with my code LIGHTWEIGHT at checkout. That's Effecty.com, EFFECTY.com, and use code LIGHTWEIGHT to get $50 off your first month of GLP weight loss treatment. No hassles, no memberships, and no hidden fees. Get started today.
Sometimes it could be hard eating healthy when you're feeling like you're giving up flavor or fun. That's where I have a food hack for you. Washington Red Raspberries are a clean, simple, and seriously delicious way to add more nutrition to your day. They're American grown, picked at peak ripeness, and frozen within hours to lock in nutrients like fiber, antioxidants, and vitamin C. And they have no added sugar, just fruit, as nature intended. I try to get my fruit in all fun ways, whether it's a smoothie, a salad, it's really just a treat. Frozen Washington Red Raspberries are one of the best kept secrets in the freezer aisle. They're naturally low in sugar, high in fiber, and support gut health, blood sugar balance, and overall wellness. And because they're frozen at the peak of ripeness, they deliver big time nutrition and flavor year round. So whether you're trying to clean up your snacks or build better meals, these berries are a total win. You can find frozen Washington Red Raspberries in the frozen fruit section of most major grocery retailers.
And Costco.
If you want to discover new ways to use American frozen red raspberries, get more details on where you can grab them simply by going to redraz.org. That's redraz.org. washington-red.org. You'll find recipes, health tips, retail locations, and everything you need to make Washington Red Raspberries a regular part of your routine.
Look for product of the U.S.
Is the cake, yeah. Is the cake and like the florals and stuff.
Do you know where you're going?
No, not yet. I know, I'm so excited to go cake tasting. I'm so excited.
It's such a cool experience.
Wedding planning is so much fun. Like, do you guys have a wedding planner?
Yeah, a partial planner.
A partial planner, okay.
But she does like all the same stuff.
What do you mean?
So the partial planner is like a fifth of the price.
Oh.
And she still takes the same amount of time to like plan
everything.
Do everything.
Yeah. But you just got to pay one fifth of the, that's great.
Yeah.
That's
do
amazing.
You have a planner?
Yeah, I did the full like start to finish, hold my hand throughout this process.
Okay.
And she's been so great. But I also like because I'm sure same thing with you, like you have videographers and photographer preferences and stuff like that. So like I've done a lot of like the communication stuff and it's so much fun, but she handles a lot of like the logistics with like insurance and like that stuff.
Right. Do you know who you have your photographer or videographer? Are you flying them out?
I'm flying out the videographer from Monterrey, Mexico.
Where'd you find their videos?
I found from a friend who had their wedding in Mexico. I found them. But everyone in LA is fucking insane expensive.
Yeah.
I had someone quote us like $35,000 for just the video, not even photos.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk quotes. What's the most expensive quote you got?
Oh, my God.
The wedding planning
industry
business now, right
is
now.
Fucked.
If we got married 2 years ago, that'd be great.
Oh my God, a fraction of the cost.
We just found out that the venue that we're at is like 3 times the price now if you do it next year.
Based on 1 year's difference.
Yeah. So it's only getting worse.
Some of the quotes have, so we had one planner who said that she only works with clients who spend $500,000 minimum spend. Like, that is so insane. And so, because most planners,
they get a percentage of it, right?
So then she works on a percent commission. And so like my planner was just like a flat rate, and which is great, but like I was like, this doesn't feel like you're on my team if you work on commission, because then she makes more money if I spend more money. So it's like, why would, like, she would probably want me to buy the most expensive florist, the most expensive videographer, because she makes a percentage of the overall spend. And so her percentage, I forget what it was, but it came out to her making like $85,000 if we were to spend $500,000 on a fucking wedding.
How many weddings does she do a year, she said?
No, she didn't say.
Oh.
She didn't say. I mean, she would have to not do that many based on that spend. It was crazy. What's your most expensive quote so far?
I mean, just our flower one, it was like $17,000, but for what we were getting was just ridiculous.
Okay, I was going to say 17 for like, depending on how many, like what the spread is.
Right.
Could mean like two roses or like 2,000.
Caitlin's doing more of the heavy planning stuff, so she knows more of that. But we did have a wedding planner like that was like, I only do 4 a year and I get $85,000 like flat fee.
Yeah. Bro, what? It's crazy. It's so crazy.
What didn't you like about the other venues that you didn't pick?
They just like weren't as, so Hummingbird Nest Ranch, there's like a bunch of different areas there. And so we're doing ours at the villa, which is like this beautiful, there's three separate areas, which I really like. So it's like you have your, ceremony area. They move you into another beautiful area that's for cocktail hour. Then you move you into another area that's like stunning. And it's got like, it's in Simi Valley. When I think of Simi Valley,
like Cody Ko's show, like the real bros of Simi
Valley.
Oh
yeah, yeah, exactly. Like you don't necessarily think of like stunning like mountain views and sunsets, but for whatever reason, like where this is positioned, it's like just massive mountain sunset views, and it's elevated and so stunning and beautiful. Like it looks like, without, you know how like people, the wedding industry loves like Lake Como?
Yeah.
Like it's giving Italy vibes with this, but like you're in Simi Valley.
Oh, I want to show you our venue after.
I can't
wait. The house is really, really cool.
I can't wait.
Have you guys planned your honeymoon, or are you working on it?
I have to figure out my green card first because I'm Canadian. So when we get married, obviously I can apply for a marriage green card. But the transition process between going from a work visa to a marriage visa is like a 6 to 8 month period where you're stuck in the States. So we have to figure that out first because we obviously don't want to like have to honeymoon in Florida or
Wyoming.
Something. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Where's the dream? Like, where would you want to go if you could just go?
I don't know. I think we want to do, I think we're more looking for just like an overwater hut experience. Jeremy's never done one of those before. And I know that they have so many, like you don't have to fly all the way to Bora Bora to go do one of those. Like they have them in like Mexico and stuff. So I think we more just like want to find a place that's really going to be super nice to just chill at, because we're not like super adventurous people. So we want to just like relax and it be really nice.
Yeah.
What about you guys?
We are doing Greece, Italy, and...
Oh my God, it's stunning.
Paris?
Oh my God, a multi-city.
Yeah, we're crazy.
What area in Greece are you doing?
I forget the name of the town, but it's like a fishing village.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so like not the main one though, not like the main hotspots.
No. That'll we're doing nice. Like the smaller stuff.
Yeah, that's what I've heard is like the recommendation when you do Greece now.
Yeah.
Also, you're already wearing a wedding ring.
Well, fun fact, don't tell anybody, we got married a while ago.
Oh my God!
By the time this comes out, everyone's going to know.
Y'all have already been married?
We got married on July 11th, 7/11.
Oh my God. Yeah. Wait, so what was the decision to do that before the actual wedding?
I think we wanted the smaller courthouse thing.
Cute.
Because we weren't going to have somebody come. We didn't want to have a stranger come and marry us there.
And like officiate.
Yeah, because we didn't know anybody. Mm-hmm. So we figured we might as well just go to the courthouse, get it done legally.
Yep.
And then just have my friend, who is friends with both of us now.
Yeah.
He's not ordained, and we didn't want to ask him to go get ordained.
Right.
So he's just going to pretend that he is.
Yeah.
And
do a ceremony as if it's like the real thing, but you're already legally married.
Yeah. And he's going to say, like, fun fact about these two. I don't know how he's going to say it, but.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Does she have her dresses and everything?
Yeah. She has all of her dresses. She just had her final fitting.
Oh my God. I'm so excited for you.
My tux is upstairs. Yeah. It's a crazy time. I don't have this isn't my real wedding ring. This is a promise ring she gave me 2 years ago.
Cute.
Yeah. So the wedding rings are upstairs, and hidden.
Right.
We're waiting till the day. And we went to the Santa Barbara Courthouse and did it.
Which is stunning. By the way, I actually looked at that as a full out venue.
Yeah.
But people can go to the courthouse because it's a public space at any time. Yeah. So it's like.
There are some sketchy characters in the courthouse that day.
Exactly. The potential for it to be very much not private is.
Which was fine.
Yeah.
There was a guy without shoes in there. It doesn't matter.
That's perfect.
We enjoyed it. We had a great time. And the guy who married us, we saw on other people's TikTok videos.
He married us.
He was so nice. He was so polite. He was so caring. And then we went out to the Santa Barbara, like the San Ysidro Ranch there, and we ate there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
With the family.
I love that venue. We didn't even tour because it is so.
Like $100,000.
Minimum.
And that's not including anything.
That's not including. That's just like your base venue fee.
Why are these site fees so expensive now? Is it because of COVID?
I have no idea.
I feel like they just hike it up, though. Like,
pause. Do you want to pause?
No, it's okay.
Okay.
I think they just do it because like they can, right?
And people will spend.
But like, who's spending that?
You're so right. Like, who is... You know what, though? I will say, like, when I went to go book my date, there were a lot of availability. So even though it's getting more expensive, like, I feel like I wasn't like, oh, like, the schedule is packed and it's slim pickings. Because, I mean, we would have booked a year in advance. So, like, that's probably pretty typical.
Yeah.
And so...
We got lucky with our date. That was the other thing, too. The date we wanted was available.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Are you worried about it being hot?
I'm not, but maybe Caitlin was. She's really spearheading it. I'm like the best cheerleader in the world.
Yeah.
You know?
Have you seen those TikToks where it's like the groom shows up and gets to just like marvel at everything that the fiance has been working on for the last year? I was like, that will be Jeremy. I'm going to send him a calendar invite, a date and time to be there. And he's going to be like, well, this is what you've been doing for the past year.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Great.
We were making jokes like, I'm going to be playing pickleball, like one more match and I got to get to my wedding.
Exactly. Also, too, like your like the suits and stuff is you can do it with so much less time in advance.
Did you go with him for his suit thing?
I mean, well, we're still, 7-8 months out. So he doesn't even have to have his yet.
Yeah. She just came. She came with me to mine the 2 or 3 times that I went.
Mm-hmm.
And she's just cracking up at how ridiculous it is of how easy mine
how
is versus
easy
hers.
It is. Oh, my God.
And the way that they treat me versus they treat her, like she has a whole team and I have like this one guy that doesn't give a shit about me.
Exactly.
Like, yeah, you look good.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Is she doing a dress change? Do you know?
I think so. I think she has. Yeah, she's definitely doing a dress change. I forget what other change she was doing.
Is she going to do 3?
I don't know. Maybe.
I guess you'll find out in a week.
Yeah. I'll find out in a week. I heard Zane saved your wedding.
Oh, my God. Zane did save our wedding. There was just like a website on, we accidentally had it scheduled, like a soft hold on Coachella weekend one. And I really feel no specific way about Coachella, but I know a lot of our friends go to Coachella and are very excited about it.
Right.
And, so anyways, it is not on Coachella weekend one anymore.
Was he the one that realized?
And he was the one, he was like, oh, he's like, it's Coachella. And he wasn't like, oh, I'm not going to come to your wedding because I'm going to Coachella instead.
Yeah.
But he like brought it up and we were like, oh my God, so stupid. I just like went to a website and didn't fact check that one singular website. And I was like, oh, that was on me for sure.
Right.
That was on me.
Were you supposed to check to make sure there was nothing else that day?
I mean, like, I just assume, you know, a year out, there's not going to be anything. I knew, obviously, that, like, Coachella is around that same period that we were kind of looking.
Yeah.
Based on the weather. Because also, Simi Valley is, like, 10 degrees hotter than the rest of LA. So we ended up moving our date that we originally wanted up a little bit. Because we're like, oh, it'll probably be beneficial for it to not be so just hot.
Right. Have you figured out, are you doing outfit changes?
Yeah.
Did you, like, do you know what you're getting?
Uh-huh. Yeah. I have my two dresses.
Oh, wow.
Yes. I'm so excited.
Are they in the house?
No, they're getting made right now. Yeah. Yeah.
Do you know what kind of floral you're doing?
No, that's next. That's next. We're about to do...
I feel like your wedding's going to be insane.
It's not going to be crazy. I feel like your wedding's going to be insane.
I don't know. I'll see you in a week.
That's right. You're like, I really, truly do not know.
She's like, I have so many surprises for you. I'm like, fuck, I don't have anything for you.
Are you guys going to do... We are like... I feel like this is controversial. How do you feel about the fucking, what's it called? The thing that you have to go up the dress
with my teeth or something?
Yeah. Are you going to do it?
No, we're not doing that. Are you?
No.
Yeah.
I'm not into it.
I'm trying to think. What tradition? That's the same thing as us getting married at the courthouse. We didn't really care too much about traditions. Mm-hmm. I know she cares some stuff about good luck type of things.
Okay.
Which if she cares, I'm on board.
Yeah.
I was there for a couple of the walkthroughs with all the vendors. That was fun.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, I don't know.
Have you written your vows already?
Yes. I have to write them. We're writing them in like these little handbooks and we're going to read them to each other.
That's so cute.
So I can show you the book upstairs.
Oh my God.
I have to do that. And then.
Are you emotional? Are you like, are you going to cry? Are you an emotional person like
oh,
that?
Oh, yeah. 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 I cried at the courthouse in Santa Barbara.
Even with like the barefoot man in the back of the room.
Yeah. No. He was only in the courthouse where we're like, because that's where you go to change your name legally.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I don't know what he was doing in there, but he was just like standing there like looking around at us and she's in her white dress and I'm dressed up in like this like white tux. And yeah, he was funny. Does Jeremy ever dress up as a loofah?
No.
Mm.
Did someone, I need to know where this came from.
Your first viral video.
Yeah, my first viral video. Yeah. It's actually not my first viral video, but it might be the first viral video that's still public on YouTube.
Oh, yeah. You hid the other ones?
I privated a shit ton of videos.
Were they embarrassing?
So embarrassing. Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. Oh, I mean, they're just absolutely mortifying. It was from like the saturation boosted era of like 2015 lifestyle influencer girlies, like Alicia, myself, Remy, like that whole era. And also too, like back then you could use copyright music and you could get away with it. It would just like fly under the radar if you sped it up by like 10% and only used less than 15 seconds. So they're all demonetized now anyway. So I was like, there is no benefit here of keeping these up. So they are all privated.
Did you always edit your own videos?
I think I got an editor when I, maybe like 4 or 5 years into doing YouTube, I edited my own videos. And then I was like, okay, this has got to go. Because I like don't love editing. Like I'm not passionate about it.
What was your favorite part of the whole process?
I mean, definitely like the actual DIY portion, like the actual making of it is always like the most fun for me.
What about setting up the cameras? Do you get excited about that?
No. Like if someone else wants to do that. I mean, like I'm a perfectionist in the sense that like I definitely... It's hard for me to give up the trust and the control in someone else doing that, but I don't get joy from it. I'm just like, okay, is the shot good? Okay, good. Nice.
Sweet. What about when you post the video? Is there some kind of like endorphin release of you hitting public?
Maybe there you... I mean, I guess it depends what the content is, if like I'm excited about it or not. But I feel like... I guess it depends on like how... mentally stable I am, because sometimes I feel like I used to be like, okay, fuck, like on to the next video, like on to the next one, let's just make another video, and like you're just like, you know, constantly pumping out content. But I think when I'm in a better headspace, I am really excited about like the sharing portion of it.
And then how does that compare to your podcast now?
Oh, I mean, it's like, it's a different audience, which is nice. Cause I think like having, even uploading the same piece of content on Instagram Reels versus like TikTok, I feel like the audience is so different. And so then it goes a step further, I think too, with like DIY, like more Lore DIY related stuff versus the Wild Till 9 podcast. It's just like a different audience, which is really nice. I think the Wild Till 9 audience might be a little bit older now, which is nice. Cause it's also.
When was the last time you refreshed your bedding? Sleep cooler with Avocado's naturally breathable, certified organic sheets. Choose from GOTS certified organic cotton, linen, or hemp. All made safe certified to the highest standards of non-toxic safety, delivering the ultimate in luxury, sustainability, and style. And a deeper, more restorative sleep. Join Avocado's mission to be one of the world's most sustainable brands at avocadomattress.com.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. It prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Men, if you're ready to reclaim your edge, listen up. I used to be held back by constant bathroom trips with multiple wake-ups during my sleep and looking for restrooms whenever I was out. Then I discovered Better Man. After just 2 months, I started experiencing fewer trips to the bathroom, less urge to go, and I even slept through some nights. I feel a noticeable boost in my overall well-being, even sexual stamina. It gives me the freedom and confidence to live life on my terms. Better Man is clinically tested and trusted by thousands of men over 25 years. Ready to take back control? Go to BeBetterNow.com to order your supply today. That's BeBetterNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed. Individual results may vary.
So a newer audience, because it's only 3 years old. And that's kind of the same time when I started pivoting away from like more family friendly stuff, where I was like, I can just start a full new like platform here and have a totally different audience that has no expectation of the kind of content that I'm going to be making.
I mean, I was telling you earlier, I really do love your podcast.
Oh my God, thank you so much.
It's like fun and raunchy and hearing...
Raunchy.
I listen to you with guests, and I listen to the two of you, and I really like the ones of the two of you.
You have such
a cool dynamic just talking on that.
Yeah, we were talking about this earlier, is that Jeremy is like the perfect balance of like not wanting to be famous and like be a star and like be on social media and like make his whole life, you know, an influencer, but also being great on camera and being charismatic and having an amazing like camera voice or audio voice.
Do you guys have a line of what can go on the podcast and what just stays in your personal life?
Yeah, I mean, I think that we have been pretty good at like not even having to find the line. Like we rarely even toe the line of being like, should that come out? Like, we both have a pretty good sense of like being conscious about what we're saying, I think. And then if there's something that we just have to cut afterwards, like you just cut it afterwards, which is nice.
Right. Do you go through it yourself?
Depending on the episode, we have an amazing producer and editor who like have been working with us for so long that they like just get like what we might not want or like what might come off like a little bit weird if it's out of context, especially like if you do a TikTok cut down and it doesn't have the context before or after or whatever. And so it's like, I never like, they're very conscious of if things get clipped and could come off weird, and are really good about that. But depending on the episode, I don't go and rewatch them.
And then as far as the material,
what do you mean?
How do you guys like come up with the content for each other? Do you just write it down throughout the week and then you present it to each other on the pod?
Pretty much, yeah. It's like, and I think that's like the best part about like when we just do the episodes us two, it's more just like a hangout. And I think that's why like people enjoy it.
Yes, I felt
it.
Like I was hanging out with the two of you.
It just feels like a hang. Yeah,
that's why
I was
so excited for Jeremy to come here. I was like, I'm going to hang out with both of them now.
Yeah, exactly.
That's so funny.
It's just a hang. And I think like that's what I love about like long form podcasts too, is that it just feels like you're hanging out. It's like when you're doing laundry or like, you know, whatever your just mundane task, and you've got a podcast going, you just feel like you're in the room hanging with friends, which is so nice.
What other podcasts do you consume?
Right now, I am listening to, honestly, I've just been listening to, like, when we have a guest on, I'll go and see, like, what podcasts they've been on recently and go listen to those episodes. So I'm kind of all over the place. I wouldn't say there's necessarily a singular podcast that I stay up to date on.
What about Jeremy? Does he listen?
He listens to so many podcasts, all really nerdy ones.
He's a business guy, right?
He's a super, like, techie AI businessman. And so the podcast that he listens to, like, when we, if his phone connects to, like, my car, I'm like, get this shit off. we don't share the same podcast. Like, he loves listening to, like, a 4-hour Lex Fridman podcast.
Right.
Who's great. Love Lex Fridman podcast, but, like,
not your style.
Not depending on the guest, usually not for me.
Not a lifestyle girly.
Not a lifestyle he's girly not. Pop. He's not. He's Lex is not a girly pop.
He's just not a girl. What's a girly pop? Because you just had a girly pop weekend.
I did have a girly pop weekend.
What is that?
It's just like for the girls. It can be used in different contexts though, because sometimes, so if you're like, oh, he's girly pop, usually that would mean that he's gay.
Oh. If oh, that's like such a stretch. Someone, no.
Well, like, it can be used in different ways. So, like, if someone, if
these you, those sunglasses are kind of girly pop. Not saying that that
are kind of girly pop. Maybe I haven't heard it. I guess. But you'd be like, if you're like, oh, if just say your boyfriend was like
my boyfriend.
Or I'm speaking hypothetically. Just say.
Or a girl's boyfriend.
A girl's boyfriend was like being sketchy about a friend, like
He's being girly pop.
Friend. No. Oh. Okay, girl. Boyfriend is being sketchy, like feels insecure about another guy friend, and she'd be like, oh no, like he's girly pop.
He's gay. Okay.
Or it's just like for the girls.
Okay. I fuck with it.
Okay.
I couldn't understand what a girly pop weekend was.
Yeah. Okay. Well, so Jeremy was like, he was bummed because it was a joint birthday trip for my friend Mia and I, and also Remy, so just the three of us. And so he was like,
it was just the three of you?
Just the three of us. And he was like, I want to go to Palm Springs for your birthday trip. I'm like, well, no, it's just the girly pops.
Yeah.
It's not for you.
I get that.
Yeah.
Okay, I understand. How much does the DIY name stab you in the back? Do you feel like you always have to do something DIY?
I mean, I'm really into DIY stuff right now because
your
feel
ring
like
is huge.
Blinded.
Wow. Good job, Jeremy.
He did great.
Wow. Is it exactly what you wanted?
It's exactly what I wanted. Yeah.
Did you send him like Instagram reels?
Less reels and more just like when we actually went shopping, we tried on, I was deciding between a few different like bands, and we tried on a few different like cuts of diamonds.
Yeah.
And so we kind of decided like what looked best together. He definitely went bigger, though, than what I thought would, like, look natural on my finger.
Yeah.
Like, when we tried on some other carrot sizes, I was like, oh, no, like, this is too big. And then he definitely went bigger than what I had been, which is great, because no one's mad at a bigger diamond.
Diamonds are a girl's best friend. So I've heard. Sorry.
But so, DIY stabbing in the back. In the past, I have felt like that, yes. But now that I feel like I'm so, like, re-inspired and back into DIY, no. I think also too, it's like nice having just like a one word brand name that's not necessarily just like my full name, because my last name is Riamaki and there's four I's in it, it's just like a lot. So like brand wise, like that's not the easiest. And so like having Lord DIY is like the brand name. Like when someone sees me like at the mall, they're like, are you Lord DIY? And so like that's always been nice to have like a recognizable, like easy bite sized name, I feel like.
Was that your name right from the get go?
Yeah. I got really lucky. Like I never was like makeup baby lover beauty girl
3714.
Exactly. I got to skip that era, which is rare for being on YouTube this long.
Yeah.
I'm so lucky.
Oh, that's really good.
Yeah.
How important was that first viral video for you when it hit that algorithm? Did it blow up your channel?
No. It feel like YouTube like wasn't like that like 11 years ago. It was more of like a steady growth. Like it wasn't like that it popped off right at the beginning. It was kind of just like a steady growth that like I would look back every few months and be like, oh shit. Like it was never, I think, a massive driver specifically of success.
And then what was that community like? It was Remy, Alicia, you.
Oh my God. I was so isolated because I lived in Canada. All of these like saturation girly pops, they all lived in Southern California. And
girly pops.
Yes.
Okay.
All the girly pops lived in Southern California, and I lived in Toronto.
Is that where you wanted to be?
Oh, for sure. Because, like, especially at that time, everyone shot all their videos, like, outdoors and, like, had the beach backgrounds. And I was like, fuck, it is snowing. I was like, this is bullshit. Like, half the year is literally, like, just gray and cold.
Yeah.
And so the community was, I think... I mean, honestly, I can't even really speak to it because I wasn't a part of it for so long. But once I graduated university, I was able to, like, live bi-coastal for a year and then eventually move out here.
Bi-coastal?
Like, live half in Toronto and LA.
Is Toronto on the top right?
Yes. Right above New York.
Okay.
In Canada.
I'm from New Jersey.
Oh.
Neighbors.
Wait, did you not know that Toronto was that close?
I don't know anything about Canada.
You know what? A lot of Americans don't know. Like, someone will be visiting Vancouver and they'll be like, what should I do? And I'm like, bitch, I don't fucking know. I'm from Toronto. What do you mean?
Because Vancouver's on the top left.
Vancouver is on. Yes, John.
Yeah, I don't know. They never taught us that in school. All we know is Canada's to the north. I know Montreal, yeah. Vancouver. Where are you from again? Toronto.
Yeah.
And that's it. And Niagara Falls.
I'm from actually just outside of Niagara Falls. So I'm between, my hometown is like between Niagara Falls and Toronto. And then I went to university in Toronto.
Oh, are there a lot of Frenchies up there?
French-speaking people or, like, the dog?
No. The people.
The people. Oh.
Or is that Montreal?
That's Quebec, yeah.
Oh, Quebec. See,
Quebec.
Another country. Or a city. I don't know anything province, about Canada.
Province.
Oh, it's not even a
Quebec
city?
Quebec is a province.
What does that mean?
So, a province and a territory in Canada is the same thing as a state. So, you've got cities in your states, right?
I've never interacted with a Canadian before.
So you've got cities and states. We've got cities and provinces.
Uh-huh.
We don't have states. We have provinces.
And you guys don't have a president?
We have a prime minister.
Which is like the same thing.
Yeah.
Same powers?
Yeah. I mean the whole political system, I think, is a little bit different, but I don't know.
I'm having like the biggest like brain like
glitch. I know. Joe's glitching right now.
Okay. I didn't prepare for geography.
Oh, no. I mean, like, if I were to try and name states, I could probably name like 15.
Really?
Can you name all 50, you think?
I could definitely get close to like 48.
Whoa. I could probably name a decent amount, but I could not tell you where they are.
But I can't tell where they are, but that's what they taught us, like the names and stuff. And then we used to collect the quarters, you know?
Okay.
Each state is on a different quarter.
Oh, really? Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. So like, I don't know. Why do you steal stuff from restaurants that are tiny spoons? I panic. Like, safety question.
I love tiny things. I love miniature versions.
Shout out, Jeremy. Yeah.
Just want to put on the record that he is 6'4".
He's massive.
He's a large man.
Wow.
When I was single, I literally went on the dating apps and I was like 6 feet and over.
Is that where you guys met?
We met through work a couple years before that, but we were both in other relationships because he's been engaged before.
Ooh.
And then we reconnected on the apps. He saw me on Raya. DM'd me on Instagram. I missed it on Instagram, and I saw him on Hinge.
And then where'd you match?
Hinge.
And then you guys talked through there?
And then we went over to texting because we literally had each other's numbers from before when we had worked together.
Right.
But I feel like you can't reach out on those grounds being like, hey, saw you on Raya.
Yeah.
Still have your number.
You have to go through the hoops.
You have to go through the hoops. Yeah, exactly. The hurdles.
And then what happened? You guys met up in person?
Then we went on a first date, but I was ready to be a hoe. Like, I had just come out of a long-term relationship and I was ready to be an absolute hoe. I'd never been single in LA. And then here I am, engaged.
You were ready to be a hoe.
I was ready to be a hoe.
Where'd you guys go to dinner?
We went to Firefly.
You guys went to Firefly.
Went to Firefly. Had a really, really cute first date. He was so great. He was just like, I literally.
Did he pick you up?
We met there. No, he used to live like in the heart of Beverly Hills and didn't like, he just Ubered everywhere because he had to be so social for work. He worked in the music industry at the time.
Uh-huh.
And so that involves getting intoxicated. And so he literally like spent just like money on Ubers and didn't, yeah. So we just went there.
And then you guys went there. You started hanging out right away, like nonstop.
Mm-hmm, pretty much. Wow. And then he just like never left my house. Yeah. Where did you guys meet?
I found her on my Instagram.
Oh.
Yeah.
On like the Explore page or through a mutual friend?
No, she was watching my stories. And then I watched her story.
Uh-huh.
Like I saw her and I put her in my Explore like tab, you know, so her account was always there.
Yeah.
And whenever she would post a new story, I would just click it. And I was hoping that she would message me eventually.
Yeah.
Because I had the check mark and I assumed that I would show up at the top. And for a full month, she didn't. So then I waited
for... Yeah, you have to make the first move.
Yeah, now I realized.
Yeah, and then you did.
I did.
A month later
of me being really creepy.
You guys both just silently watching each other's stories as foreplay.
Yeah. It was the biggest tease of my life.
Wow.
Yeah. And then I waited for the right story to where I can respond something.
Yeah.
So that I knew she'd have like a solid response back.
Jeremy picked a dog-related story of mine to respond. I never saw it, but he was very strategic in that sense as well, too.
I think me and him would get along.
Yeah, I think so, too. Yeah.
She posted a picture of the Venice sign, and I said, Italy looks nice this time of year.
Oh, that's good.
And I knew if she, like, laughed, then she had a sense of humor. If she didn't, then we wouldn't get along.
Right, exactly. So if she were, like, if you got left on scene, it'd be like, oh, this is not the girl for me.
Right, but she went along with it.
Right.
And then we started talking about pasta, and then I tried leading that into going out on a date.
Going on a date? Oh, that's perfect. It's a great segue.
To where she told me I should go by myself and try it for myself and let her know, to where I realized, oh, perfect, we have a chase. And then finally I was able to lock her in.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. We went to Elefante.
Yeah. Bougie.
Is it?
Kind of.
Oh, she was going there with her friend, and I tagged along.
Your first date was...
It wasn't really like a date, because I was scared to meet her, because she put so much grain and blur on her photos, because that was her girly aesthetic.
Girly pop aesthetic.
Super girly pop aesthetic. And I was scared to meet her in person because I didn't know what she was hiding.
Right. Like, is she a catfish?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So originally I said I was just going to come by for like a quick thing.
Like a drink or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then if anything, I had my escape route. But then I met her and she looked more beautiful than in her photos. I'm like, why are you like blurring your face?
It's an aesthetic decision. It's an artistic choice.
Even now, I'm like, oh, come up with this funny caption. She's like, no, I'm not funny girl. I'm girly aesthetic.
She knows.
She does. She knows her type.
She knows.
Let's do hot takes.
Okay.
Why are you anti-step-sibling relationship?
Ooh, okay. Wait, hang on. But
why are you, though?
Do you feel like that's okay?
I think it is. Why? Yeah, I know I'm in the wrong, but I'll fight for it. There's some step-sibling out there that's like, yes.
Yeah, that's like, yes, thank God. Yeah, no, we had this hot take and I scooted myself out.
Oh, no,
that's
okay.
I was shocked at how many people were pro step sibling relationship.
I think it's okay because they're not related.
And so my producer gave me a scenario that made me see it a little bit differently. She was like, if your parents got remarried and you guys got introduced to each other at like 20 and I think it's like you just can't grow up together.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like, that feels fucking weird. Even if you're not blood, if you were to grow up together in the same, and you got put in the same bathtub as a kid.
I wasn't taking into the growing up together.
That's weird, right?
I just pictured me meeting someone at my age because my parents, my dad married her mom or something.
Yeah.
I think that's okay.
Those scenarios, I'm like, okay, I see where that feels not creepy.
Yeah.
But I still don't know if I'm on board.
Okay. All right.
But I see it, and do you? I think as long as you're not mashing your incestual blood relation.
You're offending so many incestual relationships right now.
Honestly, as a hot take, I don't really care.
Wow, I didn't expect you to be this opinionated. And there was one other hot take.
Okay, wait, hang on. I want to go back to that real quick. But there's actual health implications when you do incest. We know that, right?
No, there's not. No, yeah.
I was going to say, Joe, I was provinces and incest equals complications.
No, but they're not blood related. That's why it's okay.
That's why I can see when it could be okay.
Yeah, well, because they're step. If they were siblings, that's incestuous. That's wrong.
Yeah.
Right?
But even step, you could still be half blood related.
No, I don't think you are. You're not related at all.
If
that's what you're saying on that hot take.
That's what I'm saying. Is that if you share one
someone's
parent.
Someone's going to cut what I said and I'm going to look like an awful person. I assume my stance on this, they are not related at all.
Yeah. No, I'm saying if you share half of your blood, even as a
that's
step.
That's wrong.
Okay, I'm so glad we're on the same page.
That might, again, bring Lich. I did not see that part at all.
That possibility.
No, I was just thinking they were like...
Right, you met later on. That's where the scenarios where I'm like, okay, if you guys met as adults later on or even teenagers later on in life, I could see how that could form. I could see how that can happen. But
are people with the same mom dating each other?
Yeah.
No, they're not.
Yes.
Who?
You would not believe the amount of people in the cook. Poor Remy just gets thrown in out of nowhere.
She's like, what the fuck?
Okay, next hot take. Go ahead. I'm so glad that we've cleared that up.
$500 is expensive for a food tasting for a wedding.
Yes.
I agree.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I also thought that that would get applied to our, like, overall thing.
Which they didn't apply it to?
And it doesn't, but I also do understand that we fed 5 people.
10 dishes?
10 dishes.
Micro-sized, though?
Micro-sized. But they were beautifully plated, and it was an experience, and they also gave us a lot of wine. And so, like...
I think it's the time, too, of the
And it's
chef.
The time, and we were there by ourselves as well, too. So it's like...
Did you end up going with them?
Yeah, we did.
That's weird it didn't apply to it.
I thought it would too, but then I was like, you know what? We did like the time and the supplies and the hosting. I was like, you know, actually, so maybe like it is expensive in the sense that like it felt like a large check to write for it, but yeah. It was worth it. I see the value.
Okay. We did one food tasting and it was $250 and it would have been applied, but we hated the food.
It was bad.
It was so bad.
They
didn't know how to make a pizza.
What do you mean? What was bad about it?
The dough almost tasted like, it came from like a frozen pizza.
No.
Where there's like no bubbles, there's no texture, there's no burntness or anything. And Caitlin even said something like, are you using
frozen
dough? He's like, no, I made it. We're like, all right, this is obviously a sign to that.
Oh my God. No, yeah. We got so lucky. We are tasting, everything was incredible.
That was like a big setback because we were really hoping on that.
Oh man.
And then it took a while to
find someone else that you liked.
Yeah.
Walk me through your wedding, or do you not know? Do you know your wedding menu?
Yes.
Okay.
We have a huge grazing table.
Oh, everyone loves a grazing table.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That one's going to be massive. They made these incredible cheeseburgers and they're going to be like little mini burgers.
Sliders.
Yep. Little sliders walking around and the bacon wrapped dates.
Oh, we're doing bacon-wrapped scallops.
Whoa. That sounds incredible.
They were delicious.
Do you guys need a videographer? I'll come.
I already have my mask away, but thank you so much.
If you get sick, I'll do it.
Okay.
And then we have the pizza.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be one of the first dishes. And we have 2 salads. One's like a peach-based one.
Yum.
And then I forget the types of the pizza. One's like a meat, one's a cheese, 2 pasta dishes.
Yeah, wow.
And we have a gelato station. So,
oh, are you doing, what style are you doing?
Italian family style.
Oh, yeah, us too.
Yeah.
I feel like that's like the way to go for sure.
Yeah, I went to another wedding and they had like a taco bar and I thought that was incredible too.
Oh, that's
people just
so
went
fun.
Up and kept making tacos.
I went to a wedding in North Carolina that was just a full out like barbecue buffet and it was honestly really enjoyable.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love barbecue food.
Yeah, it was really good. And, like, it was one of the most, like, American experiences, I think, as a Canadian that I've experienced, where it was, like, you get your cornbread and your mac and cheese and your ribs.
Yeah. Are you going to Matt King's wedding?
No.
Oh, damn.
I know.
That's going to be in Alabama.
I feel like their wedding's going to be crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Matt said he has, like, 400 people there.
Yeah, that's so many people.
That's going to be a lot of Alabamans and a lot of Texans and a couple LA people.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I'm really excited for it.
When's Jason's wedding too?
I think he pushed it back. It should be coming up soon.
I feel like you guys have a ton of weddings in your friend group right now.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be crazy.
It's that time.
I know.
It's
Are you thinking about the next phase?
We are actively thinking about how much we don't want a kid right now.
You don't want baby DIYs?
Not right now.
Why?
I'm not ready. Are you ready?
Yeah.
You really?
Well, I'm 33, so I'm like...
I mean, I'm going to be 30 on Friday.
Happy birthday!
Thank you so much!
I don't know. I feel like I need to get ready soon, you know?
Oh, my God. How old's Caitlin?
24. So she's a little youngin'.
But she's not... Is she ready?
Yeah, she's always wanted to be a mom.
Really? Wow.
She's always wanted a family.
And so she's ready?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So are you guys going to start, like, trying?
I mean, I love the process of trying.
So fun.
Yeah.
So fun.
That's what I mean on your podcast. Fun. You guys are raunchy. It's so
I know.
Fun.
I was literally just having this conversation that it's so crazy. You spend your whole like teenage life through your 20s being like, fuck, like birth control, like plan B, whatever it might be, like contraceptives. And then when you just start trying, you're just like raw dogging, being like, woo. Like,
I hope we don't get pregnant for at least another month.
Like that is so crazy. The 180 that you like get to do.
Yeah.
So crazy.
Have you guys... I don't know if I'm speaking out of pocket, but is he going to get snipped? after?
Oh, afterwards. He is very scared of anything sharp. I don't know if there's a name for this fear, but like even like around knives. And so I think that he would rather die than even think about that process. I think he probably would like the idea if that he could do it and it would be like less intense.
Yeah, even though
it's not even like that crazy of a process. But I don't know. I don't know. We'll cross that bridge when we get there.
Would you raise kids in LA?
Yeah, I think so. We both love LA. We both love LA. Would you?
Yeah, probably. I would love to go somewhere else, but I don't think I can go anywhere else.
Yeah, I know. The weather is just so good.
Oh, my God. It's incredible. I'm, like, walking around at 7 p.m., and every time I see the sunset, I just can't believe that I'm here.
No, I feel the same way. Like, I've been here 7 or 8 years now.
Oh, me too.
Even, like, a palm tree. And, like, sunset, I'm like, wow, that's so beautiful.
What year did you move here?
2015.
What month?
I did a soft launch move in December.
Okay. I moved October 2016.
October 2016. Okay.
Yeah. I walk around the neighborhood at night, and every time I'm just so blown away.
This is crazy.
I like look at these other people. I'm like, Californian.
Yeah, California's pretty sick.
Look at these California guys.
My taxes are really high, but California's pretty sick.
Can't afford it anymore, but it's fine.
But it's fine. But at least the sunsets are nice.
Yeah, sunsets are really nice.
Oh my God, you're gonna have babies.
Yeah.
How many kids do you want?
Two.
Okay.
What do you want?
Jeremy and I are both only children, so just one.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Boy or girl?
I think boy, if we could choose.
Would you do a family channel?
Fuck no.
Really?
Fuck no.
Why?
Are you kidding? I feel like, are you trying to get me to say something cancelable, like a hot take?
No. I'm just curious. Why wouldn't you do a family channel?
I feel like, I mean, I don't know. I think it's hard with the, there's so many family channels that I think don't do it well, and it set a precedent for just seeing how not to do it, where it feels like they exploit their kids. And like the same way that there are rules in place for like child actors, I feel like there's such a missing area of like protecting kid content creators.
Oh wow.
Like, I don't know. I just feel like I know so many family channels and have seen some of the inner workings where it's like really fucked up, and they like make their, like, have you ever seen that one clip of that family vlogger who accidentally forgot to cut out the footage of getting her kid to like pose for a thumbnail? Like, their dog had just died, and she was like, okay, now look sad, like cry. And the kid is like, no, I'm actually crying. Like, our dog just died. And she's like, no, okay, like, look at mommy. Now cry. Now look at the camera. And it's just like the most like Black Mirror fucked up thing I've ever seen. And it turns me off the idea of it so much.
Oh, wow. I didn't see that clip.
It's crazy.
How long ago was
that? It's so crazy. Maybe like a year ago. For some reason, it's like so like deeply ingrained into my brain. I don't know.
Oh, wow.
I don't know. I don't know. I think like being a mom and vlogging, like being a mommy vlogger is...
Yeah, you're a girly pop aesthetic.
A girly pop aesthetic, just being mommy vlogger. Like, I think that there are so many influencers who do that well. Because I think also too, like when you find your community of other like young parents as well too, like that's like really nice. But I think the whole like your kid not being able to consent to like growing up on the internet. Like, imagine you are a teenager and you're like making friends and you have like crushes on people, and then there's also just like a YouTube video from years ago of you like shitting yourself in your diaper. Like, I don't know if I would want that.
Right.
So I don't know. It's like a weird concept, and I don't think it's for me personally. With that said, are you gonna be a family vlogger?
Fuck yeah. No, I'm kidding. I haven't thought that much about it. I really like doing the podcast. That's like, I really, really like growing it, because I have like that fire again.
Yeah. Oh,
you know?
So fun.
Yeah. To build the channel.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know, my main channel, I got stuck at like 700,000 subscribers, and I haven't hit the million mark yet. Mm-hmm. So I think I can grow the podcast to really do something really cool.
Where'd the name Lightweights come from?
Me and Ilya both can't handle our alcohol.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So we black out real quick.
Really?
So we were lightweights.
How many drinks until you black out, do you think?
Oh my God, probably like 4.
A full blackout?
If I take, because I normally just like pound them down real quick.
Yeah, efficiency. And then like,
yeah, and then I walk around, and then I think I keep going, maybe like 5 or 6, I guess.
Wow, no, but like for like a guy your size, like that is pretty lightweight. You're
yeah,
right.
Yeah, because I don't drink ever.
Okay, got it.
What about Wild Till 9?
Wild Till 9 was born from us both enjoying to go out and be social, but also loving the part of going home. Oh, yeah. I would say that I'm more Wild Till 9 than Jeremy is. Like, Jeremy can really like in his party days when he was younger, he could definitely go like really, really late and until like 9 a.m.
Oh, wow.
But I've never.
Oh, 9 a.m.
9 a.m. Yeah, wild till 9 a.m. for him in his old days. But I think we're very much past that now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you go to many of the L.A. like party event stuff?
Not really. I feel like when I was newer to L.A., I was more excited to like meet people. But I feel like I've got a great group of friends now that I don't feel. And like obviously networking is great. And there's like some events that like I go to and that are always fun. And I always have a good time when I go. But we definitely value like I feel like our home time more now.
What kind of event would it need to be to get you to go out of the house?
I mean, I went to David's birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All American Rejects.
All American Rejects get me out of the house every single time. I feel like I grew up in the same era of music as you, like the emo, like pop punk emo. Yeah. Was like, and I was like, oh my God, All American Rejects, like, yes, I will be there.
Is that what hooked you on that?
Yeah. Yeah. For
Where were you standing?
I was near, did you see Zane on the speaker?
Yeah.
To the left. I was like kind of underneath to the right of him.
Okay. Oh, we were right next to each other.
Oh, really?
I was right in front of the left guitarist.
The left.
So like right next to Zane too.
Oh yeah.
that's so funny.
I didn't see you.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Yeah. Do you go to other concerts and shows now?
When Jeremy worked for Crypto.com, we went to a lot because he had access to like the box. So we went to go see a lot of stuff then. But no, I would say I don't go to too many shows, but we have like, I'll like go and support like local friends and stuff, which is always fun. But I like the smaller venues.
You have to listen to The Main's new album.
I will.
It's really good.
I really will.
I'm going to send it to you.
Okay.
Okay.
I will listen.
Okay. That's all I have for you today.
Okay, perfect.
Thanks
what
for
a great
coming
ending.
By.
Thanks for having me.
I normally just talk for 40 minutes, but this has been going so fun.
Oh, great. Amazing.
Yeah. Cool. Well, guys, go check out Lord DIY's podcast channel, Wild Till 9. And her YouTube channel is going to be linked down below.
Yay.
What else do you have coming up?
Oh my God, I'm going glass blowing tomorrow.
What?
Yeah.
Where?
In Gardena.
For what?
A video.
Oh, that's so fun.
Yeah.
Are you going to do it?
Yeah.
What are you going to make, a vase?
I'm doing the whole thing. No, she said I have to make a paperweight. She's going to make a lampshade. And
oh,
she's going to do the cool thing. And I'm making a paperweight.
a glass
so
ball.
So a glass ball, I think is what I'm making.
Are you going with anyone?
Just like my team.
That's going to be so fun.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm doing, and then I'm doing rug tufting next week.
What's that?
It's like, have you seen those like rug guns?
Yeah.
Where they have the pattern and they like make the rugs?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm doing that next week.
Oh, that's sick.
And then I'm going to learn how to tattoo the week after.
Like a human tattoo?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Jeremy?
No, we're still removing his one and only tattoo of his ex-fiance's initials.
Where was it?
On his finger.
Oh, I thought you were going to say butt.
That would be better, I think. That would be better, I think. Less out of you.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Bye, guys. Bye, weights. Out.
Months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. It prescribes. Your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Plan on flying? It's time to upgrade to a real ID. Because in order to board domestic flights, your driver's license or state-issued ID must be a real ID, or you'll need another acceptable form of identification. So don't wait. Find out how to get your real ID at tsa.gov/real ID. That's tsa.gov/real ID. Or visit your local DMV. And then you'll be cleared for takeoff.